that Rear Admiral Meredith Saldana. I take it he's a relative of mine?
Indeed. He is the son of the last Prince of Nesco, which makes him an earl in his own right. But he chose to become a Confederation Fleet career officer, which couldn't be easy, with his name acting against him.
Did he turn his back on Kulu like my grandfather?
No. The fifth son of a principality ruler is not naturally destined for high office. Meredith Saldana decided to achieve what he could on his own merit. Had he remained on Nesco, such an action could well have brought him into conflict with the new prince. So he left to pursue an independent course. Given his position, it was an act of a loyal subject. The family are proud of his accomplishment.
He'll never make First Admiral, then?
No. Given his heritage, it would be politically impossible, but he might manage 7th Fleet Commander. He is a highly competent and popular officer.
Nice to know we're not totally decadent yet.
She picked Augustine off the oranges, putting him down beside her side plate, then cut a grape open for him. He hummed contentedly and lifted a segment to his mouth in the dawdling fashion that so bewitched her. As always, her mind wandered to Joshua. He must be halfway to Lalonde by now.
I have two messages for you.
You're trying to distract me, she accused.
Yes, you know I don't like it when you're upset. It is my failure as well.
No, it isn't. I'm a big girl now. I knew exactly what I was getting into with Joshua.
So what are the messages?
Haley wants to know when you're coming for a swim.
I only brightened.
Tell her I'll see her in an hour.
Very well.
Secondly, Parker Higgins requests you visit him today as soon as possible, in fact. He was rather insistent.
Why?
I believe the team analyzing Joshua's Laymill electronics stack have made a breakthrough.
Pernick's fishing boats were halfway to the horizon by the time Syrinx emerged from the base of the tower on the morning she was due to visit the whales. The cool dawn sun had coloured the island's covering of moss a matte black. She breathed in the salty air, relishing the cleanliness.
"I never really thought of our air as anything exceptional," Mosel said. He was walking beside her, holding a big box full of supplies for the voyage.
"It isn't once the humidity gets up. But don't forget, over 90% of my life is spent in a perfectly regulated environment. This is an exhilarating change."
"Oh, thank you,"
Oenone said tartly. Syrinx grinned.
"We're in luck," Mosel said. "I've checked with the dolphins, and the whales are actually closer today. We should be there by late afternoon."
"Great." Mosel led her along the broad avenue down to the rim of quays. Water slapped lazily against the polyp. Pernick could have been a genuine island, rooted in the planet's crust for all the motion it made.
"Sometimes a real storm rocks us a degree or so."
"Ah, right." Her grin faded.
"I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was leaking so much. It's so very rude of me. Preoccupied, I guess." "No problem. Do you want Reuben to come with us? Perhaps he would make you feel easier."
Syrinx thought of him curled up in the bed where she'd left him half an hour ago. There was no response to her half-hearted query. He had gone back to sleep.
"No, I'm never alone. I have Oenone."
She watched a frown form on Mosel's handsome sea-brown face.
"How old is Reuben?"
The semi-apologetic thought came. She told him, and had to stifle a laugh as the surprise and faint disapproval spilled out of his mind, despite a frantic effort to cover them up.
"Gets them every time."
"You shouldn't tease people so," Oenone said. "He's a nice young man. I like him."
"You always say that."
"I only voice what you feel."
The quay was balanced on big cylindrical flotation drums which rode the swell in long undulations. Thick purple-red tubes ran along the edge, carrying nutrient fluid out to the boats. Leaky couplings dribbled the dark, syrupy fluid into the water. Syrinx stood to one side as a couple of servitor chimps carrying boxes passed by. They were wildly different from the standard habitat house chimps, with a scaled reptilian skin, a mid blue-green in colour. Their feet were broad, with long webbed toes.